Blog Talk Radio.
Good God morning to you, my beautiful Miss Jackie. Are you here with me this morning?
Yes, I am. I am here. Can you hear me?
Awesome.
Yes,
good
I can
God
hear
morning.
You fantastically. Good God
Great.
Morning
good
to job. You, my beautiful angel. I just want to say good morning to the family. This is Zakiya, your host, and...
I am Jackie Prater, your co-host. Thank you. Good morning to everyone.
Yes, yes. And welcome to Friday, November the 10th. Oh, my gosh, this time is just moving right along splendidly. And today we are excited about Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with our amazing hostess, Chastity Wells. She's going to be bringing it today as we're talking about Abundance Now by Lisa Nichols. So we are excited to get our day going. We thank you all for being here this morning. And we send lots of light and love to Lady Love as she is traveling to Korea. I'm excited about her adventure and looking forward to all that she's going to share with us when she returns. I told you, Nate, before she left, please make sure you take lots of pictures and video. So she was doing pretty good so far sharing her plane adventure. So we'll keep looking for her to show us what's going on over there in her travels. Peace and love to Mama Joy and Claudette traveling with her and all who will be there to share the experience. So how are you today, Miss Jackie?
I am super fantastic. Today is Friday. Ready
Woo-hoo!
For the weekend.
Oh, my God, yes. And didn't we have a fabulous conversation with Deborah Ricks yesterday? She really blessed us with some great insight and inspiration around reclaiming your power. I want to thank Deborah for showing up yesterday and giving us all those good tips about how to become more powerful in our lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. I extended my conversation with her. I did call her yesterday afterwards and extended my conversation with her, and we had a lot of things that got worked out for me. So I found that and she confirmed that I am on the right path, so I'm great.
That is wonderful. I love that. You know, because a lot of times we need that extra support. So that's wonderful that Dee would be there for you. Yay.
Yeah.
So we are going to go ahead, honey.
No, no, I was saying yes. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm complete.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So, Miss Jackie, I'm actually going to turn it over to you so you can pray us in, and then we'll get started with the rest of our call this morning.
Amen, amen, amen. Good God morning, family. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I pray that everyone is doing well in this right now moment. If we could just take time to center ourselves from our busyness in this right now moment and just take a few deep breaths so that we can get centered and receive the Holy Spirit that is within. So we're going to take in three breaths through our nostrils, and we're going to release it through our mouth, and we're going to hold it for the count of three and release. We do it three times in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We're going to inhale. Exhale in the name of the Father. We're going to inhale. And release in the name of the Son. Inhale. And release in the Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Most gracious, divine Father God, we give you thanks and praise for this beautiful, blessed, love-filled day. Father God, we thank you for your creation, the creator of everything that ever was, everything that will ever be. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, because we can come to you at any given time and have that talk with you, whether it's 2 o'clock during the day or 2 o'clock in the morning. You are always there for us, and we are so grateful. Father God, we come to you in this right now moment asking for forgiveness of all our sins, the words that we may have spoken, the deeds that we may have done, and the thoughts of our minds, Father God. Ask now in your Son Jesus' name to forgive us of all our sins, those of the past, the present, and of the future. We ask this right now in your Son Jesus' name. Father God, we are so grateful, so thankful that we have this day, a brand new day, a day that we can just start anew. We have a blank canvas. Today, we have this moment. Yesterday is gone, and tomorrow is not promised for us. Oh, yes, tomorrow is coming, but we may not be there. So we have today, this right now moment, to give everything back to you. For we are truly a gift from you, Father God. And we're going to give back everything that we can back to you so that you may receive the glory, the praise, and the honor. Oh, most gracious, divine Father God, we are just so grateful and thankful for the love journey. We thank you, Father God, for this is a place of love. This is a safe place, Father God, that we can come and express however we may feel and not be judged for who we are and how we feel. And we are so grateful, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for Janine and Ingram, for being who she is, for being that great expression and demonstration of love. And we are so thankful and so grateful that we are able to receive what she has in her overflow. And we are so thankful and so grateful. Father God, we pray for Lady Janine Ann Ingram, Lady Love. We pray for Claudette Reddick. We pray for Joyce Segarranza as they are in Korea for the prayer summit of peace. Korea will never be the same for the love and the peace that they are leaving behind, and we are grateful. Father God, I want to thank you for Zakia for stepping up and for standing in and showing up in her true power. So thankful and so grateful that she said yes. Father God, I'm thankful and grateful for your daughter, Chastity A. Wells, as she comes to the call and downloads what you have given to us, to her, Father God. And she comes so excitedly, so enthusiastically to share, Father God. And we are so thankful. But Father, it is your desire for us to prosper in all that we do. We speak forth promotions, business ideas, divine connection and partnership. We stir up the same creative spirit that made the heavens and the earth to bring forth new ideas and inventions for the betterment of this world, that we can be a blessing to many. I pray now in the name, nature, and consciousness of Christ, may this call be for our betterment, for our purification, our edification, our sanctification of the mind, body, and spirit. But Father God, you truly are in the midst, because you said in your word, where there is two or three in the midst, there you shall be. And we invite and invoke the divine presence that is within. I pray now in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Ashe, and so it is. Thank you.
Ashe, amen, and so it is.
Sometimes I fail to see you're the reason that I believe. You sacrificed your love for me in spite of all the bad decisions that I make. And this is why I say I will glorify the King, the one that I adore, when no other heart could ever love me more. You magnify your life in me with no regard for all the promises I break. And this is why I say I will glorify the King.
We glorify, we glorify the Lord.
Glorify the King.
We glorify, we glorify.
I know that I'll never be the same, so I glorify the King, 'cause now I see you're the reason that I believe. Because you gave your life for me, I will worship you with every breath I take. The more I pray, the more I love Christmas Day. And this is why I say I will glorify the King.
Glorify the King. Glorify the King. Thank you, God. Good morning again, family. This is welcome to the Love Journey, Inc. Inspiration Call. I am Zakia, and I am with my beautiful, amazing co-host, Miss Jack, who just gave us a beautiful, beautiful prayer. And I just want to add to that prayer. We thank you, dear God, for Jacqueline Cradle. We thank you for the love that pours out from her heart, that fills the space and it fills the hearts of others that she connects with. We thank you, dear God, for being the wind beneath her wings, for being the inspiration that would have her pray up others, and to always want the best for others. We thank you that she also sees that divine essence of you in herself, and that she does glorify you each and every day as her King. Thank you so much that you continue to bless her life, bless everything that she desires, that you pour forth into her all the good that there is, because she is worthy and deserving of it all. Thank you, dear God. And we give you the praise, honor, and glory. And so it is, Ashe.
And so it is, Ashe. Thank you.
Yes, yes, Miss Jackie. I kept saying, where is she going to put herself in there? So we just give thanks. You know, it's always a beautiful thing when we get to share our love with each other. And this is just such a beautiful place to do that. So, Miss Jackie, we are going to be welcoming our amazing Miss Chastity Wells. She's going to be coming on in just a few, but I'm going to actually play just a little bit of Reverend Ike. You know, we love Reverend Ike around here. So I'm going to start us off with a little Reverend Ike, Loose My Money. Reverend Ike.
This particular lesson has an interesting title. The title of this particular lesson is The Loose My Money Law. I'm going to be a little religious about it and say the Loose My Money Lord. For in the New Testament in particular, whenever you read the word Lord, it means law. Now, this will help you right away, so that you will have a greater understanding of the Bible. In the Bible, Lord means law, law of mind. What is a law? There are many different definitions that we can give to the term law. But for our purposes, law is an inevitable tendency. Say with me, law is an inevitable tendency.
Law is an inevitable tendency.
For example, we talk about the law of gravity in physics. And the law of gravity, very briefly illustrated, means what goes up must come down. That is what an inevitable tendency. I'm about to throw this handkerchief into the air. And when I throw it into the air, it is inevitable that it will do what? You see, the law of gravity worked. The handkerchief came down. Ladies and gentlemen, there is law back of all life. There is law back of and governing all of your experiences of life. Life is not just a gamble. It's not just happenstance. It's not just the way the mop flops or just the way the cookie crumbles. But there is exact law in the universe. And there is an exact law of mind which determines our experience of life. And in the Bible, this exact law of mind is called Lord. And in the Bible, the statement of the law of mind is found in Proverbs, the 23rd chapter and the 7th verse. As a man thinks, so is he. Together?
As a man thinks, so is he.
And this is the law. Just like it is the law that what goes up must come down. As a man thinks, so is he, is just as scientific a law as the law of gravity. And the reason we call this philosophy the science of living is because we teach you to know the law of thinking, the law of living. And you don't have to live by a gamble. You don't have to take life as the mop flops or just the way the cookie crumbles. You can flop your own mop when you understand the law of life. You can crumble your own cookie just like you want it when you understand the law of mind and the law of life. And that excites me because I like to know what's going to happen in my life. Don't you? I like to have a handle. I like to have control of what's happening in my life. Don't tell me that I just have to be poor. Don't tell me that I just have to be sick. I like to have something to say about that. And the Bible gives us that handle in the law of mind. As a man thinks, so is he. And since my thinking is the law, the determining factor. And again, you see, law means determining factor. That's another definition of law. So say with me, law is a determining factor.
Law is a determining factor.
And you see, thinking is the determining factor of the way you experience life. Repeat after me. When I know and practice the law of mind.
When I know and practice the law of mind.
Positively. I can crumble my cookie just like I want it.
I can crumble my cookie just like I want it.
When I know and practice the law of mind positively.
When I know and practice the law of mind positively.
I can flop my mop exactly like I want it.
I can flop my mop exactly like I want it.
A little more play on words here. The word science, we call this philosophy science of living. And it may sound a bit strange to some people. But science is translated from the original Greek word ginoskai or ginoski, depending upon which province of Greece you're from. And science means to know. The Master Jesus himself said what? You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And what is this truth that we are to know? It's, to me, not a religious truth, not a theological truth, not a dogmatic truth, not a doctrinal truth of some kind. But when you know the truth about yourself, when you know that as you think, so are you, then you can take that truth and be free from chance or from bad luck. Let me tell you something. So many people have got this bad luck syndrome until I'm having to work on it. I've been working on the luck people. Because the luck people are living by chance. They do not know that life is science.
Yes, sir.
That life may be handled in a scientific way. And, of course, this is the secret of good luck. And it is a secret to many people that I can handle my life knowingly and make it what I want it to be. So repeat after me. I can handle my life knowingly.
I can handle my life knowingly.
Consciously.
And make it what I want it to be.
And that's why this is the science of living. That's why this is referred to sometimes as mind science. It is the truth that sets you free from luck, from chance, and from gambling with your fate. But the big thing about it is that this kind of teaching makes a person responsible for what happens to him. And a lot of people are just not ready for that. A lot of people don't want to be responsible for themselves. They'd rather make the devil responsible, our God in the sky responsible, are the president responsible, anybody but me. But the old spiritual says, it's me.
It's me.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And so we're dealing with science here. We are dealing with the knowledge that I am God, and beside me, there is no other. I am meaning what? Awareness. Awareness of being. And to strip the mask away from it all, I am means my thinking. So say with me, I am means my thinking.
I am means
I am
my
thinking.
Say it again.
I am
means
for the third
thinking.
Time.
I am means my thinking.
Now that's with all of the theological mask stripped away from it. When you know that your thinking determines the outcome of your life and your affairs, that gives you a handle to control. And this sets you free from chance and from luck and from the way the mop flops or the way the cookie crumbles.
Of abundant thinkers. Christy talked about affirmations. Abundant thinkers understand the power of I am. Anything after the word I am is true to your unconscious mind, Michael. Anything. Anything after I am. Anything. Anything after I am. Even if you just, you know it's not true, your conscious mind will believe it. Anything after I am. So the use of affirmations is very intentional and very consistent. I was diagnosed as clinically depressed in 1998, I'm sorry. I was diagnosed as clinically depressed. Me, it didn't make sense. I had been in a relationship. I was engaged to get married. And my fiancé, who I did not know at the time, was bipolar. And he'd stopped taking his medicines and under the belief system that love can cure anything. And so I ended up being picked up and thrown 3 feet across the room. And I ended up being choked until I passed out. And once I got out of that relationship, I just was different. It was different. So my mom insisted that I go to the doctor. I went to the doctor, and I sat on the table, and she checked me and talked to me and came back in with a prescription. And she said, Lisa, you're clinically depressed. And I felt like I heard Charlie Brown's parents talking, like, wah, wah. Want, want, want. Clinically depressed, at least that'll make sense in that same sentence. And she handed me a prescription, and I read the prescription. It had my name on it, and it said Prozac. And I thought, that don't make sense. Lisa Nichols, that don't make sense. And I said, do you mean I'm sad? She said, very, very sad. I said, can I try something? And I'm not recommending you guys, if you're on medication, you stop taking your meds, please don't do that. I asked my doctor. She agreed. I said, do you mind if I try something before I take this? She goes, yes, but I need to see you back in 30 days. If you're in the same condition, I need us to try this medicine. I said, okay, I could do that. So I went home, and every day I got in the mirror, and I drilled I am every day because I realized I had forgotten who I was. Yes, yes. I just forgot. And it was okay to forget. I just forgot. So every day for 25 minutes, I just went over the I ams. Every day, I am, I am, I am. And then I paralleled that with I forgive you for. Then I paralleled that with I commit to you, Lisa, every single day. I went back in 30 days, and I'm talking to her, and I'm on fire. She's just looking at me. And I'm just talking. She twisted her head again. And I'm just talking. She says, wait, I got to stop you. I said, what? She goes, what are you taking, and can I have some? I was like, I'm taking some of me. And so the power of I am, the power of I am can pull you through the darkest moment, the power of I am.
Ooh, the power of I am. Oh, peace and love, family, peace and love. I when I was just listening to Reverend Ike and Lisa Nichols, and I just realized that I am is, that's the key. That's the key to if you're going to create something amazing and wonderful in your life, or if you're going to create something that you know may not necessarily want to have in our life. And so, Jackie, what you think about that, the power of I am? I mean, I've spoken from Reverend Ike and from Lisa Nichols, what we say after I am.
I mean, it's that's exactly what it is. Good morning, how are you? Oh, I am sad. And that's what you're going to be. Good morning, how are you? I am super fantastic. That's who I am. I am super fantastic. And I feel good behind all of that. So as a man thinketh, as a man thinketh, but we got to remember to put that heart in it. As a man thinketh in his heart.
In his heart. Yeah.
In his heart, you know? So, you know, I am in the right now. I am in the right now moment, and I am super fantastic. I am on fire this morning. I cannot wait to hear from my sister, Chastity A. Wells, this morning, what she got on the table for us to nibble on and feast on throughout the day. I'm great. I feel good. Y'all get some of that juice I got this morning? Say, I am good.
And we don't listen. We I love what she said. The doctor said to her, "Whatever you got, I want some of that." She said, "I got, I am me." We have each other. Yes, yes, yes. So, thank you, Miss Jackie. And it is time for our amazing, awesome, phenomenal, woo-woo! Chastity A. Wells is going to be bringing us more of Lisa Nichols' Abundance Now. Chastity.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down.
Happy Friday.
Can you hear me okay? Happy Friday. Yes, we hear you absolutely fantastic. And welcome to another episode of Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. It's so good to have you here, sis.
Oh, my gosh. It feels amazing to be here. And I feel great. And I am great. I love the great I am affirmations. Prior to me jumping on here. So I am rolling and I feel awesome. So thank you so much.
Good God morning,
Chastity. Jackie's here.
Good God morning, Chastity. I hope you was feeling my energy. Happy Friday to you. I hope you was feeling my energy on your song because that's my song too. Ain't no stopping us now. Oh, I'm about to jump all out of my seat. Woo! I was excited. Okay, I'm calming down.
Listen, Jackie, I know you was up there dancing. I saw Miss Jackie dancing. I saw you dancing, girl.
Did you see her dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That song really did. Go ahead, sis.
I was just going to say we're going to turn it over to you, honey. Go ahead, right ahead.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, ladies. I definitely do appreciate it. I appreciate you just doing the groundwork prior to me. I'm getting on the line. You know what it feels like this morning is, I don't know if you all have been to church or, you know, went to church recently, but you know they have something at the door called greeters when you go to church. Yes. And the greeter's job is really, really important. A lot of times people think the usher's job is important. But as a person who's a former greeter myself, I understand the importance of a greeter because the greeters, they set the tone of how the message is received by the pastor, because a lot of times people are going through different things in their own lives, whether it's abuse at their home, they just argue with their kids, they just argue with their spouse, the dog didn't pee on the floor. It's all type of stuff that people encounter prior to them making it to their destination. So the job of the greeter is very important because it really does start breaking up the chains that a person may be bound in prior to hearing the message. So this morning, you all just remind me of, like, the greeters that we see at church. Just because your jobs are just so important and you really are able to just lay the groundwork for just everyone feeling really fantastic this morning. And if people don't feel great by just hearing you guys, you ladies' energy this morning, I don't know what else to make them do it. But I just appreciate you ladies this morning. I just really wanted to pour back into you everything that you've began pouring out this morning. So with that said, we will begin Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I am Chastity A. Wells. I'm super excited about us getting ready to get into this morning on this Friday. Can y'all believe it's almost Thanksgiving? Time is really, really flying here, and it feels like we haven't even covered everything in this book yet. And I guess we're only on the third E, and that is the engagement in your work for more than financial reward. We are still participating in this great work of Lisa Nichols' Abundance Now, which is amplifying our life and achieve prosperity today. And remember, we were talking about in this book, there are four E's to the path of an abundant life. The first E we've already talked about was enrichment. Enrichment help us develop our whole self into a focused and abundant thinker. Then there's enchantment. Remember, family, we just talked about enchantment was connecting with others and developing relationships that support you in success. Now we're going to move on to engagement. Engagement comes from pursuing work, either employment or your own business, that leads to an exciting experience. And then after that, family, we're going to close out in a few weeks. We're talking about endowment, which helps us grow and continue to fund the breathtaking lifestyle that we only can imagine. So I'm super excited about this, and I'm not sure if everyone is as excited as I am about going into chapter 4, which is the third E, engagement in your work. But I'm so excited about it because Lisa has really honed me into really paying attention to so many things. And I think the last chapter, chapter 3, man, it really just cut me up talking about enchantments in our life relationships. And I have to do a lot of rescoring and looking back over people who are in my life. And Lisa gave us a great path on how to score people that it's a score between 1 and 10, and you really only want to deal with the 7 through 10 in your life, the rocket boosters, people that make you feel good, who make us emotionally feel good, or just whatever it is, they bring something to our lives, and we bring something to their lives. And the people that are 1s and 2s, we have to look at it for what it honestly is and let those people go. And that's something that I've had to really learn and stand up for, even as I was able to talk about it to you all. It was something I felt like I was always mindful in, ladies. However, in chapter 3, it really, really honed in and gave me the opportunity. I mean, that's how spirit is, though. I mean, as soon as you think you are learning something and you're mastering something, then it's other lessons to really help sharpen it up along the way. And I have to really look at things for what it really is. Like, yo, you're really draining me, and it doesn't feel good, and it doesn't serve me. And I had to learn to let a lot of things go. And it's all to the good, because when I let those ones and twos go, Jackie, when I let those ones and twos and those threes and fours, like if I couldn't see myself, you know, figuring out a way to encourage you to get onto the love journey, or reading a good book with me, or us doing some other things where you could possibly move from a six to a possible seven, you just kind of create something called a healthy distance, love you from afar type of energy. And once I was able to do that, God really has been able to, I was about to say, you know, it goes back to what Catherine Ponder says. After you let something go, you create a vacuum. And then so it creates the energy force where I'm able to attract more nines and tens in my life. And I thank God for that, because the nines and tens I've recently attracted scare the absolute dickens out of me. And I love that because it makes me wake up with fire and energy, and I'm ready to just jump at it and be at it. So let's begin. I want to recap on a couple things that we hit on last week, and then we're going to jump right into chapter 4. A reminder of what we talked about last week, where we closed out chapter 3, was establishing healthy boundaries in your relationship. Establishing healthy boundaries in your relationship is critical, family. These boundaries maintain peace, joy, love, and celebration as much as they prevent chaos, hurt, pain, disagreement, and disappointment. And I really wanted just to go back over that, because I'm a person who recently have learned to really start establishing healthy boundaries, something that I have not always been really good at. I just didn't understand different things like that, because I'm just a person who lives from my heart. And if it authentically feels right, then I just want to do it. And I'm like, oh, okay, even though I recognize certain behaviors probably isn't as healthy for me. But I think this was absolutely important, because I learned in sudden boundaries, after being a part of domestic violence and just different things like that in my life, in my own trauma, I thought that setting boundaries was only about preventing chaos, hurt, pain, and disagreement. Seriously, that's all I was setting boundaries for. Like, I can't do no more drama. I can't do the hurt, because when I'm hurt like that, then it's going to cause me to hurt you, and it's a repeated cycle of crazy. However, when Lisa was able to break this down and we were able to say it, I really wasn't able to expound upon it the way that I really, really, really think it's important for us to do it, because there may be someone else on the line just like me. To understand that healthy relationships need healthy boundaries, and it's critical, because boundaries maintain peace, joy, love, and celebration. And I think as we are reminded of the importance and the beauty that comes from boundaries, we won't be so apt to not place boundaries within our relationships, because sometimes we'll look at it as, I'm pushing you back because you got too much cray-cray going on, or whatever the case may be. No, it's a way of protecting our love, my peace, my joy. So I just want to remind us of the importance of that. And we also talked about respectful communication could be anything from us talking about communication. Like, a person may not want you yelling at them. That's respecting their means of communication. So that is absolutely vital that we do that. It's respecting that. Then number two is acknowledgement of one another's feelings. And I thought that this was big, because I'm a person that may not always express how I feel in a situation, but when I do share it, it is important that it's listened to, and vice versa. And then finally, then we talked about respectful of time. We're all busy people, and it's very important that we do really respect each other's time. It's a good agreement. If you have something else going on, and I even use an example for myself, that if I have something going on in my own life and I could be busy doing something or a project, which recently I was, but one of my girlfriends called me, and I, you know, trying to be a good friend, you know, you take the call. I'm like, listen, girl, all I got is 5 minutes, shoot. But, you know, go ahead and shoot your shot. But it was reminding her to be respectful of my time, but also me still honoring our friendship, because I understand sometimes people just need that 5 minutes to just bounce something off of someone else. And then workplace boundaries, and I laughed and talked about maintaining workplace boundaries because I know that I can also be a person that is guilty of calling my mom at work, and she has a very detailed work that she has to pay attention to, but we must be mindful of those people. And I'm just, and I reminded everyone who works for someone else in corporate still to please, please, please always be mindful of those that you work for, because that is a blessing to work for someone else. That is truly a blessing to work for someone else. And we don't want to not honor that by texting on their time, FaceTiming on their time, and doing things that you wouldn't pay your employee to do on your dime. So it's just being really, really respectful of those things. So those were some of the key points from last week that we were really fired up about. And also the Pyrrhic victory, and she just talked about with that, back in the Roman army, that there will be several casualties. And so though there was a victory, there were heavy losses. And so her caution was to us, let's not have that type of victory where we lose our entire marriage for the chase of money. Let's not lose our children for the chase of the corporate ladder. Let's not lose the things that we say are precious and dear to us for the chase of something else. But we truly can have an abundant life. It's just a reminder. It's just a reminder just about really what abundance is and having it in every area of our lives. So with your relationships on the upswing and your rocket booster friends and your loved ones bringing enchantment to your abundant life, family, it's time to move on to the next step of engagement in our lives. And the different roles our job can fulfill in the abundant new life. And so that's what we're going to pick up here today with us talking about the third E of engagement in your work for more than financial reward. Did anybody have anything that they still wanted to point out that they were able to hone in on last week that you were able to practice and it kind of made you think about some things, whether it was utilizing your time wisely at work or anything like that, or even setting boundaries, because I know that's something I'm constantly working on, and respectful communication. I'm just being honest. Press star 6 if you are on the line, or press 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio with me.
I am here with you, Chastity, and I have to speak. I have to say I did apologize to my mother over the weekend for overstepping my boundaries, and I did apologize. And I did not know that I could have boundaries. I didn't know about boundaries, you know. I didn't know about setting boundaries, always overstepping myself. So, you know, in the last 5 or 6 years, I really just began hearing about setting boundaries, and I understand the value of setting boundaries now, you know, and so so I am really thankful and grateful, you know, that we are talking about boundaries, and it's keeping me open to stay focused on setting boundaries, you know, for myself. And like you said, it helps to protect me, you know, and it also helps protect the other person, too, so they don't get violated by me.
Come on now.
That's the truth. That's the truth. So So thank you so much. And you know, I now know how to respect and honor other people's boundaries as I am setting them for myself. And it really is not a really comfortable place to be when setting boundaries, especially when you're so used to just overstepping them. And now you have to be focused and mindful of that other person so that they don't overstep it on you. And so, and the reason why I say it's uncomfortable because now, you know, I have to really step up as to who I am, show up as to who I am. No, you don't come in here in my space like that. I don't like the way that makes me feel. So, yeah, I have to continue to have my voice and to have and set those boundaries. So thank you so very much that we're going through this right here. Thank you very much. I love you and I appreciate you. I'm complete.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I definitely do appreciate that, and I feel that. I mean, that's the importance of boundaries, is so we're able to establish that. And like you said, you don't want to hurt them, and you don't want them hurting you. However, it is a part of us maintaining our own joy, peace, and love is maintaining those boundaries. So I love you just in your transparency and just keeping it real for us and reminding us of the importance of that and just sharing that. How did your mom receive it?
She didn't say anything at all. And I was like, that's okay. You know, I said to myself, well, that's okay. I said my piece, and I'm okay with it. And I didn't have no judgment on it. I'm a very judgmental person. I would have been sitting there judging everything about it, but I didn't allow that to come on me. So, you know, we have to set these boundaries without judgment because it's for us.
Come on now.
And I'm okay with it. I'm okay
come
with it.
Now.
I really am.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I do.
I just want to chime in real quickly. Yeah, I just want to chime in real quickly. And first of all, I just want to let you know, Chastity, that we are not doing the conference call hour. We're just doing blog talk today. So so if anyone did want to chime in, yes, press the number 1 to get into the queue so you can add to the conversation. But I just wanted to, boy, there was a couple of things that you brought up. So respectful communication definitely is something that I am learning because I want others to speak to me the way I desire for them to speak to me. So I have to do the same thing. So like you said, you don't want anybody yelling at you, me, so I need not do that. So learning how to, you know, just really paying attention to my tone. You know, some you know, taking those couple of deep breaths if I'm feeling like I'm getting ready to express myself in a way that may not be nice, take a couple of deep breaths, you know, release that emotion, maybe it's anger, maybe it's frustration, whatever, and just waiting until the body can calm itself down and communicate. And sometimes that means that you have to wait and hold the conversation for another time because you do want to be heard. You do want to be listened to. And sometimes it just has to wait for a better time. So that is definitely something that I am learning and working on within myself. Respectful of time. So I was just having the same conversation with someone the other day, and I said, you know, she was encouraging me to spend more time working on my business, my next part of my career. And she said, you've got to spend that time. And she said, so, you know, when your good girlfriend calls you and she wants to talk about the same old thing over and over again, and you know it's not providing any positive you know, thing for you, you have to learn how to say, okay, listen, I have 10 minutes, just like you said. You know, I got 10 minutes, and then I got to get back to my work or whatever. And so you want to honor the person because they, you know, they're a good friend. They may need to be heard, but at the same time, you want to honor yourself. And that's something that I really struggle with because sometimes I have friends who get on the phone, and they just go on and on and on and on and on. And so setting those boundaries has been kind of a challenge for me. So that's definitely an area that I need to improve on and want to improve on because I do want to keep my relationships, but I also want people to know how to respect my time as I respect others. So, so that was just those two came out for me. So thank you for bringing those up.
Awesome, awesome, Soph. And, you know, I definitely do share the same thing, and I think many of us do, especially as women, because we are nurturers and we do want to listen. And we love talking to our girlfriends, right? It is a viable part of the community of being a woman and our supportive nature of figuring out life and the rest of it because we become each other's counselors, confidants, cheerleaders, all those different things. So it is very important. It is challenging. However, like we just talked about, it's just even just
saying those things in the beginning. And what I've actually learned is, even by me saying that, not only is it reminding me the importance of what I'm doing and the work that I'm doing, but it also reminds them, too, to set tones and boundaries in what they're doing in their lives. Because it may not be with this particular phone call, but it may be another area that they're like, you know what? You know, taking a personal phone call while they're at work, and they really need to be focusing in on whatever that they're trying to do, and they may need to get off of the phone. And it could just be a reminder. And so that's how I look at those things, and it does really build us all at the end of the day. And it is a very challenging thing because we do want to be there for other people. However, we do have to make sure we're honoring ourselves as well. So thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. All right. All right. So what we'll do is we'll begin in the beginning part of chapter 4, which is the third E, and it looks like we're almost at the top of the hour, so we won't be able to spend a whole lot of time on it. And I have to get my daughter on set here this morning, so I'm going to be very mindful of time as well. So we have Chapter 4, which is the third E, engagement in your work for more than financial reward. Lisa Nichols was quoted saying, success is not defined by your bank account balance, your career title, or your impressive possessions. Success is defined by how deeply you love and you are loved, how freely you give and receive from others, and how continuously you live in your passion. That is the new definition of success. So again, it has nothing to do with our bank account. It's not defined by that. I mean, it has something to do with it, but it's not defined by that. It's defined by how much we love and how much we are receiving love from others and how we are living in our own passion. She moves on to talk about in this part of the chapter is, if you've ever worked the whole day through being paid, being well paid to immerse yourself in something fun and exciting where the day flew by and then come to the next morning, you wanted to get up and do it all over again. That was a day when you were in the right livelihood. With our work consuming at least 8 hours of a day, if not 10 or more, getting this part of our abundant life right is critical, family. But more important than that, because our work defines us, contributes to our identity, and figures prominently in the social circle in our professional relationships we choose, I want to help ensure that you are enthusiastically engaged in your life assignment that's been prepared for you through the defined plan. So you have a life assignment that commands your time, your talent, and your treasures. Our life happens in stages or in seasons. This is especially true for working years as we move from early jobs to professional advancement to possibly owning a business or working to build our legacy. At each stage, we're called, I believe God's divine plan, to move with grace and ease into our next life assignment. How can we know that our life assignment is at each stage? You have to listen to your intuitive self, family. Your intuitive self is that pull in your belly that draws you towards a specific passion, working towards a specific passion, such as working with children, educating others, advocating for the environment, or helping seniors. It may pull you towards music, art, writing, or travel. It may beckon you towards inventing new technologies, developing new parts in your business, or stepping into management at your workplace. It may call you to start a family, volunteer at a charity, or become active in your church missions projects. Whatever it is, whether career-related or something outside of your professional life, your life assignment is something that you naturally feel in your soul, and it's like a magnet. It will continue to draw you towards it, whether you respond to it or not. Of course, you may intellectually justify why you can't pursue it right now, or you may talk yourself out of it because you're afraid of what the assignment might entail, but you will feel the pull anyway, and your soul can't help but to respond whether or not your mind and body agree. So this part of this book, family, we about to get good. We going to step on a couple people's toes. We going to have to reanalyze a lot of different things, what we keep making excuses for, of why we're not answering the call of God on our own lives and living in our passion, living in our truth, and doing what we're supposed to do. You can still work your 9-to-5 job, but that thing that is urging in your soul, you are supposed to be pursuing. And I'm excited about this part of the chapter because Lisa is going to lay it out for us, for everyone to get away from the excuses of not living in your passion, not living in your joy, not living in the reason and the purpose that you came to planet Earth. You didn't come to planet Earth to play small. You came to planet Earth to live abundant. You are God's expression of himself at this time on this planet. Why play small? Why continue to make excuses? God don't make excuses for us. God loves us. God provides for us, just like he provides for the birds, the bees, and everything in between, family. So I'm excited about this portion of the book. We're at the top of the hour. But I encourage each and every one of you, if you have not purchased Lisa Nichols' Abundance Life Now book, please purchase it from Amazon. And if you just want to jump in now, it's all good. Email me at ChastityWells@yahoo.com, and I'll send over this next chapter for you. I'll scan it over, and I'll email it to you because it's really, really, really important that we really start honing in on these things. It's not to make us feel inferior to anything else that's going on. It's always a challenge for everyone to be able to grow. But the whole point of Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe is for it to be a supportive community for us all to be able to grow, to be able to thrive, and to walk in our passions and pursue our life abundantly, because we truly can have abundance now. So if you want me to scan this over to you as we begin in it next week and really dive deeper, make sure you reach out to me. You can call or text me at 614-230-6600. I am your licensed insurance specialist on the line. I do handle all of your insurance needs from children's policies all the way up to living benefits with your insurance policies. You don't always have to die to get your benefits, so I can help you with that as well, all the way to long-term care insurance. Again, my direct contact number is 614-230-6600. I am on all social media platforms. There's only one T in my name, and that's important because if you put in two T's, you won't be able to find me. So it's Chastitya Wells. Ladies, it was a pleasure just to be able to go on this. I'm going to stay on the line here, but I have to get ready to get my daughter downtown here so she can get on set. So I love you all. Love Journey. Thank you so much for this opportunity just to be able to share and grow with each and every one of you.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you, beautiful Chastity A. Wells, for that introduction to the next chapter, Engagement. We are definitely looking forward to that. And, oh, my gosh, ooh, stepping in my toes. You know, so why am I not answering the call of God on my life? I just want to say that, you know, I recently released my work experience that I had been in for 11 years. And while the work that I was doing was very rewarding, it wasn't my passion. And so I had to make a decision. You know, I'm at the wonderful age of 62, and, you know, I'm looking at my life and saying, am I going to do this for the rest of my life? I mean, what, you know, I don't mind working. I don't mind serving. I don't necessarily like the word work, but I don't mind serving. I don't mind doing. I don't want to just sit around and do nothing with my life. But this ain't it, you know. I had to come to that. And then every time I would, you know, as I was going into my workplace over and over and over again, I just, that sinking feeling would come. I didn't have the joy. And so, you know when God is nudging at your heart, and sometimes I'm like, but God, but wait a minute, but how am I going to do, but how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to? And at some point, and I can't remember when I got the aha, Maybe listen to Janine all the time and her playing Reverend Ike and all that she supports us with is, who did you say your source was? Do you truly believe that I am taking care of everything? Do you truly believe that I will feed you and clothe you and provide for you the way I do for the birds and for all the other, all of nature? Do you really truly believe that? And I had to say yes. Yes, God, yes. And so for those of you who know me, you know my passion is travel and retreat. I love, love, love doing it, and I really feel like that is what I am here on the planet to do. Love what you do, and the money will follow. So when I said this is my last day, I have no idea. I still don't know exactly how it's going to unfold, but I'm taking that leap of faith. I'm trusting that God, Goddess, I Am, is doing everything, because as Janine said, God don't give you the vision without the provision. And so I'm on that journey, Chastity, of living my passion and living it with joy. And I'm going to be learning how to create a new way of being, learning how to create a business, learning how to create a ministry of service, of love that I enjoy. And that's taking our beautiful ladies on retreat. So thank you for saying that, and I believe that I am standing in living and moving forward to living my purpose. So I just want to say thank you so much for bringing that to us today. We do look forward to next week. And family, if anyone else would like to share, please join in the conversation. You can press the number 1. And we'll bring you into the queue. Jackie, did you have anything that you wanted to add to that?
Yes, yes. I like to say from the book, Lisa Nichols' definition of success when I read it last night. And the first part of it is what I was more familiar with. You know, the bank account and the career title and the impressive possessions. You know, that's what I thought success was, you know, because that's all I ever saw when people say, you know, if you ask, well, what is success to you? Oh, well, success for me is look at all of what I have here. It's all the worldly possessions, you see. That's the old, and I love the new. You know, that resonated with me so much better because, see, the old one, it made me feel like I was a failure. It made me feel like that I had nothing. You know, I don't have no money in the bank. I don't have no career title. You know, I don't have no possessions. You know, I don't have no fancy cars, big homes, whole lot of money and stuff like that. So I didn't feel successful. But the second part of it, how freely you get, success is defined by how deeply you love and are loved, and how freely you give and receive from others, and how continuously you live in your passion. That is the new definition of success. Success is what I define it to be, not what someone else say it to be. For me, success could be my health and wellness, you know? Success could be right where I'm at right now. So I need not to look outside of myself for the success of who I am. So that really resonated with me. And also when Lisa Nichols was speaking about our work is our identity, that really set, I was like, wow, so the work that I do represents who I am. So I'm grateful that we are where we at now. So, and that's all I wanted to share in that part there. I'm complete.
Wow, success. Wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, that takes me, I wanted to share something about success. I got to go back and find it. thank you so much for that, Miss Jackie. And, you know, it's when you talk about success is our health. I was reading something, and if that's what it talked about, it's like you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have good health, how are you going to enjoy it? You know, you can't,
right.
You know, if you don't have good health, how are you going to spend all that money? You know, do you want to travel and go places? Well, you really can't do that if you're not in great health. So we do. So success is having things and enjoying things, like major things, like good health in our bodies, you know, good relationships, you know, a peace of mind. So so that is success. Not always about the money, but it's about a quality of life. You know,
right.
And sometimes you may not have a lot of the money, you know, physical manifestation of money substance, although it's absolutely wonderful and we love it, love it, love it.
Yeah.
You have a quality of life that you enjoy. You know, you've got peace and you've got harmony in your relationships and you're doing what you love and you wake up every morning and you can appreciate when the sun is shining and, you know, so it's just so much that we can do to create success and abundance in our lives. I think we do have a caller here. So caller 708, welcome to the Love Journey Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe.
Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, we can hear you.
It's Carla.
Carla, good morning, love.
Hello. Good morning. And I've been listening, and I was like, I got to call in. But got to.
Always happy to hear you, love.
Good to hear you guys. And thank you for standing in the gap. As always, a good feeling when you are running a line that you know that you can have someone who has your back and will do it in the spirit of excellence that you leave it in and that you're leaving it in good hands. So I just applaud you ladies because you're doing an excellent job. So I just wanted to say that. And I want to say that, you know, we have been conditioned as a society of the world's ideology of what success is. And what I've come to understand is that I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. So
come on now.
My success is not built upon what society says that success is. My success is built upon what God says my divine destiny is. And until I reach that point and when I'm doing that and giving that my fullness and what I was created for, then I am not success. I am reaching for success and always reaching to be all that God wants me to be. So as I'm looking outside, and I don't know, a lot of you may not know, I'm a snowbird and I love snow. And today is our first day of snow flurries. And I just look at all, because every solitary snowflake has its own unique design, and it always reminds me that every person was specifically, strategically, uniquely designed. It's just like every snowflake that falls was designed purposely. We were designed purposely, and we have to do our purpose. And then when we do our purpose, success is right there. That's what success is, because we were purposed here to be a blessing to others. And as we do that, success is overabundance, abundance of success, because you will have all joy. You will have all happiness. You will have all fulfillment, because that's what you were designed for. So I'm sitting here looking at the beautiful snow come down, because, you know, it's our first snow. It ain't sticking, but it's so beautiful to be reminded of God's greatness and glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful.
Amen.
Slow bunny.
Oh, my God, Carla.
My mother came in town from Texas, and I said, guess what, Mama? It's going to snow for you while you're here.
That is awesome. And I just needed to share this because the first time Carla and I had this conversation about snow, and, you know, I'm definitely the opposite of Carla. Don't do the snow thing. We were actually, I think, in Jamaica, and Carla was talking about how much she loves snow, and she had posted some pictures of the snow and the deer in her backyard, and I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, I don't necessarily relate with that, but, you know, everybody has, you know, whatever that turns them on. So I'm so glad that you're getting turned up today with the snowflakes. And it's so beautiful what you said, that each one is designed perfectly that is so beautiful. I never thought about it like that. So I may see snow differently, but it is so true. It's just like each and every one of us are so uniquely designed. You know, I love that. I think that's one of the things that when I look at society and they want to kind of put everybody in a box, you know, and then we buy into, we're supposed to look a certain way, we got to have a certain figure, we got to have a certain shade of color, and that's what makes us right or, you know, acceptable. But God, it's amazing because He made us different and beautiful in all aspects of ourselves. Every tree is not the same. Every flower is not the same. Even the animals, you know, they have their own distinctions. And so I just love that, you know, and even the snowflake. So thank you, Carla. You always bring such joy to us whenever you share. And family, I just want to let you know that Ms. Carla Neveaux Hawkins is going to be with us next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, on the Love Journey. And she's going to be sharing more of her awesomeness with us on Tuesday. So please do not miss Carla Neveaux Hawkins. And I know she's got a lot of good stuff that's been going on in her life, and she wants to catch us up on it. So thank you, Carla, for being here. We appreciate you so, so, so much.
And
have
also,
a blessed, beautiful day.
While Carla is here with us, can she give us the information for Destination Manifestation? Can you hear me?
Carla, you still here?
Okay, I'm here. I had to unmute.
Okay.
I have a little fussy friend in my arms. He's a, I'm teething and I'm not happy. Right, sir? Hi, Pierre. Okay, so Destination Manifestation every Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's 1-712-432-6258. That's 1-712-432-6258. Code is 256557 pound. 256557 pound. And we're dealing with a subject every second and fourth Sunday of what's on your mind. What's on your mind? Changing mindset. So that is our study for that I am leading on Destination Manifestation Prayer Line. And if you can, look on my Facebook page and show some love for my new radio show that's on iHeartRadio, intellectualradio.com. And Janine was my guest too, third Sunday in October. And Reverend Mama Joy was my guest the first Sunday of November. So check them out. I'm so grateful. And I have, oh my goodness, I already have my guest for the first. Oh my gosh, the name is escaping me. Our beautiful sister who wrote the book about not spanking our children. Oh my goodness, why isn't her name? You know who she is.
Asada.
She'll be on my
Asada Kirk.
Yeah, Asada.
Thank you. Asada, Asada, I do apologize. Hey, I've been up early, guys. I'm with babies. So Asada will be my guest. So I thank you for giving me the opportunity to share. Love y'all. I'm going back
thank
on
you,
mute.
Paula.
I got to answer the door.
Thank you. And that was Paula Lamar Hawkins. She comes on every Sunday, Destination Manifestation, 7 Central time. And they have, her and Minister Green, they have this chemistry between each other where it's just, they rock. They rock. It's an awesome call to be on. I'm turning back to you. I'm complete.
Well, this has just been a wonderful conversation today, and we just want to say thank you to Chastity again for bringing us the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Family, if you don't have the book, she's even willing to scan it for you so you can be ready for our next week. So come back next Thursday and hear more from Chastity A. Wells. So, Miss Jackie,
yes,
we are complete for the day. I was trying to find something for you, girlfriend. I wanted to, okay, got you. So I just want to say thank you so much for being the best hostess. And you're not even my co-host. We're just co-hosting this together. So I just want to say thank you. We love you so much. And, you know, we just continue to know that each and every day that we have the opportunity to share light and love and peace and joy within ourselves first, because, you know, everything comes from the inside out, that we get to share it with the world. And, you know, you are such an expression of that, Jackie. You know, I just want you to know that. And I just had the most amazing time with Jackie when we went to Jamaica. And I think we'll talk a little bit about that next week. But, you know, it was just such a treasure to, you know, when you're traveling with someone that you really enjoy their company. And I know recently you know, sister was sharing with me that she went on a journey with someone, and, you know, they were good friends. But, you know, sometimes you find out things about another person that you don't know about them, and when you go on an intimate experience, and it may not turn out to be the best. So I just want to say I had the bestest time with my Jackie in Jamaica, man. And let me tell you something, Jackie. You know I'm where I wish I was right now, right?
Yes.
Oh, girl, this weather here is starting to get real chilly here in Baltimore. But I just want to thank you for sharing that experience with me and bringing even more sunshine to Jamaica. So we'll look forward to coming back and doing that again.
Yes,
you have
yes.
anything you want to add to that, Miss Jackie?
Well, I just, before we jump off the call, I would like for everyone that to remember the I am, and that your life is an affirmation. And everything that you speak about your life is saying who you are. So, I am success. I am prosperous. There is no lack and limitation. And when you find yourself over the weekend going there and saying, I don't have enough, I have more than enough. I am abundant. When you find yourself saying that I am sick and tired, I am healthy. I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. I am. Speak the higher I am, because you are who you say you are. As a man thinketh in his heart, that is who he is. So be the great I am. I'm complete.
Ooh, be the great I am. I hear you, Jackie. And I know you said you wanted to lead out with that we continue to send light and love to Lady Love on their journey and career. Oh, I'm just excited that they are getting to have this wonderful and phenomenal experience. So we do invite the family to come back on Monday, where we're going to be talking about gratitude on Cash Flow Monday. Come with your gratitude, willing to share. What are you grateful for? Because you know what? When we want to have success, we want to have money, we want to have powerful experiences, we want to have good health, it's all about the gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. So I'm going to be here with Khadija Ali sharing with us. So Jackie, go ahead and lead us out with the affirmation.
And the words of Lady Love as we part this weekend, for the weekend, remember that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember that love is the only choice, so choose love and not to just dream your God-sized dream, but live your God-sized dream. Remember, you are the great I Am. I love you. Peace and blessings.
You know, I've heard somebody say just the other day, how love ain't around. People trying to find a way out, trying to find some peace of mind. And where your mind, you might begin to see some of the things you've been trying to find. Look at California. Look at California. Look at California. Look at California. The same old groovy feeling. Keep all that feel alive, love alive, and everything there is so good.
Look at California.
Look at California. every kind you and I could think of. And if you see anything that's missing, then they make it up to you with love. Whether up or whether down, it don't even mean a thing. Look at the things around, the peace you found, and all that you feel is so real. Look, 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 would you look at that?
California.